The lead pastor of the Cedar Mountain Chapel, East Legon Assemblies of God Church, and the chairman of the Prison Service Council, Reverend Dr. Stephen Wingham, has stressed the need for Ghanaians to learn from the past as they make New Year resolutions. He said past experiences offer the platform for individuals to appreciate the future better and avoid repeating mistakes. Speaking on a unique breakfast drive, Reverend Dr. Wingham said resolutions should not be made selfishly, but have the collective good of others factored into them.
What happens is that many people rush into coming up with New Year resolutions without reviewing the past. And that is why many people are not able to achieve what they set themselves to do. So there's the need for you to look back, you know, look into your life, face the brutal facts, you know, admit where you failed and where you're able to make it. And then out of that, come up with realistic goals that you want to pursue in the new year. You don't control everything. Therefore, circumstances challenge you. Sometimes God allows them to come away and they make you better. You learn from them. So don't be fixated on what you want to achieve and be a bit flexible. You must make new year resolutions to cover every area of your life. Mm-hmm. And then also have a new year resolution that will cause you to help others, because life is not about yourself alone. Many people, the reason why they don't achieve them is because it's all about yourself.
Shouldn't that be the case, Doc?
It shouldn't be the case, because life is about you and others. When others are empowered, your life becomes better.
That was lead pastor of the Cedar Mountain Chapel, East Legon Assemblies of God Church, and the chairman of the Prison Service Council, Reverend Dr. Steve Wingham. A chemical psychologist, Dr. Annie Gazy, said resolutions should not be exaggerated, but must be realistic and achievable. She added that resolutions must not be made in a vacuum, but have a motivator.
Having a goal doesn't mean that you don't live one day at a time. It's like a guide. That's why people shouldn't restrict themselves too much. But it's about, I'm living my life though. Life continues, but this is what I hope to achieve. So it's something that you're looking forward to, but it's not like cast in iron that this is it. You know, come what may, I need to get this or I need to get that. So it's part of your everyday life that you're living. But you're looking at it as, okay, that's why I said, look at a target date, like achievable date. And also the column where you actually have, why do I have to make this change? Or why do I want this? I want a car because I need a car to go to work or to take the kids to school or to run around doing my everyday activities because I'm struggling. So you have a motivator, because most of the time, some of the goals that we set, we don't have a motivator to them. I want to lose weight. Why do I want to lose weight? Because of my health, because I don't fit into my clothes.